And that's exactly what the people of Richwood received Tuesday with the grand reopening of the Big Red Gymnasium.
It helps keep the students in the community. It allows for the sporting events to be played, the basketball to be played at the gym in Richwood, so that the residents do not have to travel very far.
School Superintendent Dr. Donna Burge Teetrick's first day on the job was little more than a week after the floods hit and damaged Richwood High School and Middle School beyond repair, along with the gymnasium.
Right now, we are looking at different locations. We're conducting feasibility studies, population studies, and things like that.
But while searching for a long-term solution for schools, a pretty well-known local resort owner, basketball coach, and gubernatorial candidate wanted to do something.
It all derived from him. It was an idea that was composed by him, and it just kind of went from there and grew.
Project manager Casey Patterson of Neighbors Loving Neighbors, a nonprofit organization set up by Jim Justice, said the Greenbrier Resort owner wanted the people of Richwood to have a proper basketball season. Richwood Boys head coach J.B. Miller said it means a lot.
Probably the world, considering we went from having a pretty nice facility to none, to one of the nicest in the state.
The restoration effort began on September 21st thanks to the Pinnacle Group, a White Sulphur Springs-based company.
It was a mess. I mean, picture it. The Cherry River's right behind us. It came through here.
That's Pinnacle Group owner and founder Tony Mamone, who said it'll be a chance for a community to enjoy much more than just basketball.
We just want it to be a great place, not only for the kids to play ball, but for this community to come and have events, because this is one of the few things that's new. It's pretty and it smells good, and they can come here and have a good time.
Ask any of them and they offered their praise and gratitude for Mr. Justice's vision of a rebuilt gymnasium. Patterson said there was a lot of praise to go around.
I mean, it wasn't just the workers that was here, but the community was constantly coming over and checking and offering the help.
But above all else, Mamone knows what the expectations are.
The kids have tryouts here November the 7th, and it'll be ready.
That, he says, you can count on. I'm Alex Wiederspiel, WVMetroNews.com.